Hello, thanks for joining us, as always. And the world thanks you. It's what we often say at the end of each meditation, so why not say it at the beginning? Time in meditation is time cozying up with your mind, becoming friends, getting to know your mind, its nature. And that's the theme of this week's meditation practice, mind. Such a simple word, one syllable, mind. We use it quite a bit. We say, I don't mind, or you've been on my mind, or mind the door. But good luck trying to come up with a really concise definition of mind, one that does it justice, one that's able to capture the full capacity or the full function of the mind. Any word that can stand alone mid-sentence with a capital letter in front of it, capital M, mind, well, we know it's the real deal. There's a wonderful author named Dan Siegel. He's written a book called Mind, also one called Aware. He's a researcher and a neuroscientist and a very, very prolific writer, very articulate. And self-proclaimed, he's on a mission to come up with a definition for the word mind. And it's probably always evolving as his relationship with his mind evolves. But I have the definition from the book Mind in front of me, and it's about a paragraph long. Don't worry, I'll just read a few sentences. It's quite interesting coming from a researcher and a meditator and a neuroscientist and someone who loves the word. So he says mind includes at least three fundamental aspects. And the first aspect is personal subjective experience. So you're not sleeping, you are experiencing. It's your experience, and that's captured in your mind, your personal subjective experience. Pretty simple. The second aspect of mind is consciousness with a sense of knowing and that which is known. So I ask you, are you aware that you are sitting right now? If in fact you're sitting? And if you're not, are you aware that you're not sitting? And are you aware that you're aware? So indeed, I'm sure you're aware that you are aware that you're sitting. And this is the definition of Homo sapiens sapiens. That's us, human beings. And that's our signature, that we are aware, and we're aware that we're aware. It's what makes us human. Okay, the third one's the charm. Get ready. Mind is a regulatory function that is an emergent, self-organizing process of the extended nervous system and relationships. In this way, he goes on to say, a core aspect of mind is defined as an embodied relational process that regulates the flow of energy and information. Wow. And he's got an entire book describing that in detail. What I love about that is that he's calling mind an embodied and relational process, that it's emergent and self-organizing. A process of our nervous system and relationships. So he's almost saying that mind exists outside of us, outside of the subjective. That this quality called mind regulates energy and information flow. That's really worth dropping into your mind. But for me, it feels good, it feels true. Feels complex, just like the mind, but it feels right. The mind, including consciousness, perception, thinking, judgment, language, memory. There's so much to mind. A little daunting that it's the theme of this week, but we're going to keep it simple. Mindfulness is really the theme of the first half of the practice. And so in that we have three meditations this week, we're going to start with mindfulness. That word, mindfulness. Interesting that a mindfulness practice often reveals just how full our mind is. The second meditation will focus on concentration, no pun intended, it always comes up. And the third meditation on open awareness or spaciousness, all really wonderful experiences that are made possible because we have a mind. Or because we have access to this embodied and relational process called mind. So today, familiar practice, mindfulness, plain and simple, simply observing, simply watching. Another word for the observer is the silent witness. Silent. So it means we're not commenting or giving opinions. We're not creating stories or judging, not criticizing. Just simply observing. Simple, not always so easy. But today we'll make it easy. So again, you human being, you Homo sapiens sapien. What's in your field of awareness that you're aware of? Being aware of. Perhaps you're aware of the fact that you're sitting, that there's a cushion or chair beneath you. Perhaps you're aware of your spine. You might introduce a gentle smile. It's really nice to smile and be aware that you're smiling. It's calming. Feels good. There's plenty to be aware of as we offer ourselves or the world a smile. So we'll settle for several rounds of breath, feeling into the smile if you've allowed your body to create one. Smile in a long, slow, deep breath, settling into presence. Settling into the breath as it comes and goes. Notice if your mind is already off in storyline. It's a wonderful opportunity to practice non-judgment. You're being mindful, aware that the mind is off in storyline. Aware that you're aware. And smile with your humanness and gently bring your attention back to the breath. As always, the breath is a wonderful anchor because the body breathes on its own. Nothing to do. Don't even really need to engage with the breath. So many times we're off doing something else and the body's just breathing in the background. So it's a wonderful practice to bring this happenstance to the foreground. Pay attention to it. Notice the usually not noticed. So simple mindfulness of any aspect of the breath that would support you in being present. Mindful of the gentle rhythm as breath comes in and breath moves out. Perhaps there's more happening in your environment. There's sensations in the body, maybe even an ache or a pain. Or there's sounds that come into the space of awareness that we come into relationship with because we have a mind. It's all good. We can gently expand to include all that's happening in this moment. All there is to be aware of. Just noticing, being present with the arisings and the passings away, comings and goings. As you sit mindfully aware, moment to moment to moment. The silent witness. What's here to be known? What are the contents of your experience? What are you mindful of? I'll take my voice out for the next couple minutes. Really practicing non-judgment should the mind drift off. And all of a sudden we become aware, I was lost in story. See if that can be a gentle transition back to mindfulness without judgment, simply observing. Breath coming. Breath going, moments unfolding. mind as an embodied and relational process. Mindfulness. You are here. You're aware. Energy and information are flowing. Flowing through these relationships, through your relationship to each and everything that's creating this experience. Through your nervous system. As the experience registers in the brain, all because of mind. Rather wowing. Together we'll take a few breaths and bring this sitting to a completion. Breathing light as energy and information into this space called mind. Breathing light, lightness of being, into your feeling nature. And breath as energy or light, breathing light into the physical body. And breathing light into your sense of self, realizing yourself to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating, and the world thanks you. We'll be with you again soon.